2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Well, I felt like the world of child curiosity threw me under a bus. Okay, recently I got a letter home from the school where my son, Griff, he's 14, he goes to school, got a letter home saying that kids in school have been caught vaping.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it's just that you sort of feel like you've covered all your bases. You know, there's smoking. Everyone knows the demons of that. There's drinking. Everyone knows that, you know, where that, where the, I guess, the tolerance for that begins. And if it should at all, that's another conversation altogether. And then there's drugs and sex. You know, there's all these things you've got to deal with as a parent to talk to your kids and say, what is going on? And then all of a sudden, here comes vaping. Boom, just trucking on down the tracks, ready to hit you like a train. So I had no idea what was really, I got no idea about vaping. It's not something I've experienced or know of. It's just this new thing that is clouded with questions because of certain reports on deaths in the States and things going all over the place, right?
Yeah.
So that when the letter came home from school, I was absolutely flabbergasted, man.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of it right now, Rob, because joining us on the show, Associate Professor Colin Mendelson joins us from the Australian Tobacco Harm Reduction Association. Good morning, Professor Colin.
Hello, Colin.
Good morning, Mandy and Rob.
Lovely to speak to you. Can I just firstly ask what vaping is for people that may not know?
Well, vaping is a much safer alternative to smoking. It's a way of getting the nicotine that you're addicted to as a smoker, and it simulates the whole smoking ritual by giving you the hand to mouth and the sensations of smoking, but without most of the harmful chemicals. That's the tar and carbon monoxide that are produced by burning tobacco. Vaping is the most popular quitting method in the world and probably the most effective.
But then it also becomes attractive to kids by the sounds of things because of the different flavours and tastes involved. The kids,
and because it's taboo, I suppose.
Well, kids are drawn to it. They're blowing smoke and they're told that it's not as harmful as smoking. But it seems as though in the States there were some incidences of deaths related to vaping. What are your thoughts on that?
First of all, these episodes of death in the States are definitely concerned. There have been 450 people affected and six deaths so far. But these cases have to be distinguished from regular vaping of nicotine. In nearly all these cases, they're linked to contaminated black market cannabis oil purchased from street vendors. There hasn't been a single case linked to vaping nicotine. What counts in terms of harm to health is what you're using. And if you're using a contaminated black market oil and inhaling that into your lungs, well, that's a very serious matter.
It sounds to me, though, Colin, like you're saying that this vaping, if done, you know, using the right product, is no more dangerous than, say, eating a Mars bar.
Vaping long-term is no more harmful than no more than 5% of the risk of smoking. So it's not risk-free, and we don't recommend it for kids or non-smokers. But if you're a smoker who can't quit, switching across to vaping, leads to substantial health improvements, huge cost savings, and just people feel better.
So it is a really positive thing for people trying to give up. Can I ask, though, you see people vaping all over the place. Are there rules around where you can and can't vape?
In most states, the rules apply as they do to tobacco. So where you can't smoke, you can't vape. And according to Public Health England, any risk from secondhand vapor is minimal.
Well, this is a surprising thing. I know Rob Palmer.
I'm completely flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that just, you know, to encourage kids to be able to blow smoke healthily, I could consider that just blowing smoke yourself. But
he's not encouraging that. He's saying kids and non-smokers shouldn't take it up. And so that message to kids is obviously still a strong one.
Stay away from it.
But for people who are smokers who are trying to get off, this seems like a really good option.
Yeah. And look, it's the most popular method in the world. Well, there was a big study earlier in the year that found that people who were allocated to a vaping device were twice as likely to quit than those who were allocated to nicotine replacement products.
Well, if it helps save lives from not smoking tobacco, then I guess it's not so bad. But kids, steer clear.
Some very surprising stuff that I think has, changed your mind on vaping, hasn't it, Rob?
Well, it's opened my eyes.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Professor Colin Mendelson, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Colin.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mandy and Rob.
From the Australian Tobacco Harm Reduction Association, that's Associate Professor Colin Mendelson.